You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney man Robin Arevalo is at his wit's end.
I'm going mad, really. I'm just like everybody else here. We want to go home. We really want to go home.
After a kidney transplant in 2016, he was finally visiting family in Peru. He only took enough medication to last the trip, but now that the country's borders have closed, he's running out.
And after that, I don't know what's going to happen. I need a medication, and if you haven't got a medication, my body was probably just going to start rejecting my kidney.
His concerns are only growing after Emirates, the world's largest long-haul airline, announced it will halt passenger services from Wednesday. It came just hours after Singapore Airlines cut almost all of its flights. The federal government says it's working directly with embassies, airlines and travel companies to identify and facilitate travel options for Australians. It's currently monitoring 30 cruise ships carrying more than 3,000 residents, including Samantha Holt, who is anchored off the coast of France.
If we're not sick, we will be very soon if we're forced to stay here. I know a lot of the people on board, the Aussies especially, the depression and anxiety and all the rest is starting to sink in. And everyone just wants to get off.
But travellers stranded in the Galapagos Islands near Ecuador feel forgotten. Sophie Blackhurst and her husband Vidra Hirarechi have found a second family while they rent a tiny room in Santa Cruz, unable to fly back to Ecuador because of travel restrictions.
Yeah, people are very scared. People are staying indoors. It's an absolute ghost town in Santa Cruz. We don't really go out during the day either because tourists walking around. I don't think the locals like tourists walking around too much, and understandably everyone is very nervous.
Brisbane residents Rod and Cindy McNabb planned to celebrate their joint retirement and Cindy's 60th birthday. They say they've seen travellers from other countries return home, but haven't been offered any help.
There's only one doctor here we've heard in the whole area, and we do want to get off the island.
Stuck in Mexico, Luca Valori says he feels virtually stateless. He and girlfriend Valeria Roman were visiting her family when Australia's borders closed. The restaurant manager is originally from Italy, the new epicentre of the coronavirus, but has built a life in Sydney as a sponsored worker.
I have been living in Australia for, as you said, almost 4 years, and I feel like it's my home now. Like I've done my working holiday visa. I got my sponsorship through my company, and I have a lease. I have a lease of an apartment on rent in DUI. I have all my friends.
Strict travel restrictions mean non-citizens and non-residents are refused entry to Australia. Lucas says if it wasn't for Valeria's family, he would have nowhere to go. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.